Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Johnson, hello. Michael Levine, hello. Doug Steffen says hello to Rich McFadden and Molly Page as well here on the Good Day program, overviewing what's happening, A couple of airplane or airline, I suppose, airplane stories. 1,400 passengers on the Polish airline LOT were grounded in Warsaw after hackers got into the airline's computer system. The system controls their flight plans. So you can imagine if you have a flight plan, you're on your way to Geneva from Poland, and what comes up on the screen is the flight plan to Rio de Janeiro. You got a little bit of a problem. So a lot of changed plans and a lot of Polish expletives. What do you think would be a, I wish Jennifer were here. She probably have, she's a Czechoslovakian background, similar to Polish. What would be a Polish expletive? We wouldn't know. I don't do well in the hard, guttural sound of those languages.
It's a hard language to speak.
Yeah, it is. Right. So anyway, 10 flights were completely canceled. Dozens more were delayed. No flights that took off were compromised. The airline said that it has a state-of-the-art computer system, so that means that hackers can have a good time creeping in. That's pretty comforting, or not. Really, I'm being facetious about that. Not very comforting at all, is it? Think about somebody being able to hack into planes' computer systems and do it. This is, by the way, the age of people who are building planes trying to come up with a way to have a pilotless plane. There are those who think, well, we can do it with drones. Why can't we do it with planes?
Why not?
Save a lot of money.
The pilot is sitting in a control tower somewhere, wherever the city you're leaving or going to.
Yeah, right. So,
why don't we maybe stop trying to get rid of all the people that do these jobs?
Why? Because it costs money and people are interested in eliminating salaries, so this would be better and cheaper, so some say. I don't say that. Anybody with any common sense. I want to get into that plane. When I get on a plane, I get on two or three planes this week. When I get on that plane, I'm going to look in the cockpit, and I would love to see somebody with gray hair sitting in the left seat. If that's not the case, then I want to see somebody that looks like they have some command of the airplane or command of the system or just command of themselves. And I find, not more often, but too often, the people who sit in that seat don't make me always feel as good as I would like to.
That's why you're supposed to drink.
Okay, there you go. I didn't realize that was the story. Speaking of that, the story of a United Airlines flight from Rome to Chicago that was 30 hours late. Why?
Well, it had to do with this unruly passenger.
30 hours?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, the unruly passenger kind of started it. The plane had to be diverted to Belfast International Airport on Saturday because this guy went a little bit haywire. He's a 42-year-old dual American-Italian national, and he was charged with disruptive behavior on board the aircraft and also common assault is what they're calling it. The passenger said they expected the flight to resume after the unruly passenger was removed from the flight, but that didn't quite happen. They said at first everybody just kept looking back and they didn't know what was going on, and this guy started kicking people and he was completely out of control.
Sure.
But what happened was the flight was supposed to depart from Belfast after he was taken off, but the crew members had reached their maximum duty time.
Yep.
So the airline canceled the flight and the 269 passengers slept in the airport because there were no available hotel rooms. So, during their stay, one passenger said it was hard ground, it was cold, and it just sucked.
So what's United doing about making it good, no matter whether this guy was their fault or what went on was their fault or not?
They said that they would refund the passengers their money and give them travel option certificates.
Okay.
You know, I'm okay with all this. I mean, it's a bad situation, but I don't see where the airline did anything that they shouldn't have done.
No. So, with this hacking stuff, I'm looking into more and more of these stories. I'm sort of digging up behind the scenes. I'm going back to the LOT airline, not to the United. The United thing we, I think, took care of, and they took care of. But it's just that sort of thing. What we don't remember about some of these, if this, I'm going to guess this was a 777, it may have been a 767. 767s don't have really room for extra crew. 777s do. They have cots above the plane so that they send, on long flights like that, they send two extra flight attendants and usually an extra pilot so they can move themselves around out of the seat because they're not supposed to be in the seat over, I think, 4 hours straight, I think, or 4.5 hours. So that's why the pilot, if you're on a 9-hour flight, the pilot and co-pilot are supposed to, I think, as I understand it, share responsibilities evenly. If you're on one of these international flights, you have an extra pilot, sometimes two, that will relieve the two who are in the cockpit. So this makes it, and they both get paid full pay for the whole trip. That's the way it works. When the pilots get paid on wheels up and wheels down. So if you're in a cockpit, whether you're actually flying the plane or not, you're going to get paid whatever the norm is, and the heavy planes pay a lot more because you get paid by the size of the plane, the weight of the plane. So once the wheels are up, you get paid, and as long as you're in the air, you get paid, and it doesn't make a difference whether there's one of you, two of you, four of you, eight of you, they're all going to get paid the same. So in this circumstance, they didn't have, that's why I think this was probably a 767, because they didn't have extra crew members. And when you get to a place like Belfast, you have, I think that's probably, I'm going to guess about 4 hours out of Rome, maybe 4.5 hours to get up there. Maybe not, maybe 3.5. But by the time they get finished fiddling around with this, they were on duty, their 8 hours is up, or whatever the time elapsed was for actually being on duty. So, okay, plane stays here until tomorrow, unless they were able to send. See, they didn't anticipate this as well as they might have. I'm betting United might have had an extra crew in London. They could have flown them up to Belfast and brought the, you know, I'm just thinking out loud whether that's true or not. Remains to be seen. But anyway, the situation with a LOT airliner gives me cause to think about all of the Chinese hackers and the Russian hackers and all these people who are systematically draining information from all kinds of sources. Our defense contractors, energy firms, electronic firms, and so now you lose these people in the computer systems, but there's a lot of personal data now, personnel data and personal data that now seems to be what these people want to attack. Thus the attack, Richie, on all the employees, the federal government employees.
Right.
And what do the Chinese do with this stuff? What do they want it for? Why? And I don't have an answer. That's, by the way, that's why I'm asking the question. Of what possible value is it? What am I missing here? What am I overlooking? Why would these people want to hack into government files on employees? What do you get out of that? Nobody's coming.
Information that they can use to steal money.
For what? So why do you go to why go to the people working for the federal government? Why not go to the people who work for Macy's or work for Donald Trump? Or
they probably try that too. Any information that I can get from you will make me money.
Still want to do your banking online, Richie?
Yes.
Really?
Because the odds of me getting hacked are still less than somebody stealing your mail out of your mailbox or your trash can and using that information against you.
Nobody goes into my trash. What I do with my all of my paperwork is to burn it. Some people have shredders. I got a nice fireplace.
You know how toxic that is.
But if I didn't do my banking online, I wouldn't have caught the mistake or whoever just stole information off my credit card a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you got hacked a couple of times
Yeah,
a couple of weeks, right?
A couple of times in parking structures by sliding your credit card in, and it takes $2 off for your parking fee and out, and then somebody uses my credit card.
See, that's the thing. Credit cards being used for $1 parking, $2 parking, even 10 or 12, 14, 15 bucks.
$11.
Silly, $11. All right, food for thought. Good day time, 16 after the hour. Let me give you something else to think about. Your hairline, warmer weather, first of summer is upon us. We're going to celebrate. Have a great summer. All of you are going to have a good, I've pronounced it. I have decreed that everybody's going to have a good summer. And if you have a weeping, sliding hairline, perhaps I can help that for you. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment that has been shown to work on the three major causes. I have testimonials from people all over the country, Florida. I love these people. A lot of them who are Floridians. Somebody in Kingsville, Maryland, Richie. Says Provia delivers on its promise. Within weeks, new hair started coming out of my scalp. No nasty smells, not greasy. I only need to apply a little bit on the thinning area. I use it every other night before I go to bed. It works, works, works. Amazing stuff. All right, well, if you call 800-525-8319, you'll have exposure to the same material, to the same product. Provia delivers on its promise. Cleanses your pores, gets the scalp opened up. Your fuzz will come through the follicles under your scalp, grow up, feels like a little fuzz, and it grows in hair, and bingo bang, before you know it, you have a beautiful, the ultimate hair growth system is Provia. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, you can upgrade to priority shipping by mentioning Doug Steffen. Mention my name, and you will get fame. How's that for a bad point? 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back, one way or the other. It's an all-natural product. You'll like it. You'll appreciate it. You'll tell others about it. 800-525-8319.
Imagine a huge stadium filled to capacity and you're on the field with a microphone
with an important life-changing message,
but only 60 seconds to announce it. What would you say?
If you want people to listen and take action, you need a message that's well thought out, attention-getting, and convincing. That's where Radioactive Media comes in. We're the experts in harnessing the strengths of radio advertising to craft a powerful message for your business. We create hard-hitting, profitable campaigns that air on the top local and national radio programs, reaching potentially millions of new customers. Whether you're a Fortune 500 company with a weekly budget of hundreds of thousands of dollars or a well-funded and financed new startup with a budget as low as $8,000 a week, we can help. Give us a call for a free marketing analysis at 800-559-RADIO. Radio is one of the most cost-effective means to reaching your customers. Call 800-559-RADIO. That's 800-559-RADIO. 800-559-7234. Or on the web at radioactivemedia.net.
Do you love to drive? If the answer is yes, then you want to wear the same shoes as some of the world's highest profile race drivers, Piloti. Piloti Shoes offers the patented roll control technology, blending comfort and performance with sleek design. With every shift and every step, Piloti has you covered. Are you ready to step into the driver's seat? Get your pair or become an authorized dealer today. Visit PilotiUSA.com.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Many know Ed Shames as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed Shames, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I got this card yesterday from a friend about Father's Day. God promised men that good and obedient wives would be found in all corners of the world. And then he made the earth round and laughed and laughed. So happy Father's Day. Yes, it is. 21 after the hour on Good Day. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Investigate Summer 2015. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you what your favorite thing is about summer. Is it the weather, cooking on the grill, going to the pool or the beach? Is it that it stays lighter so much later? This is the longest, the so-called longest day of the year, which means we are exactly 6 months away from 4 days before Christmas. Because the shortest day of the year, light-wise, is December 21st. So think back to what was going on December the 21st, or perhaps what you think will be going on this December. God love us all. So lightness, is that what you like about summertime or the Beach Boys and other summer music? I think I might say that, frankly. I love the summer music. And then just the wonderful clear air when it's not humid. Yesterday it was really hot and humid here. No. But today the air is cleaned out. How are you doing weather-wise down? Soupy, you said?
Soup.
Soup. Yeah. Heavy soup.
My car's engine needs a snorkel.
Really? How about that?
Yes. And it's sunny out. Uh-huh. That's how humid it is.
Hazy, hot, and you.
Hi, Brian Adams, some of the summer songs. That was Summer of 69. Let's see. Who do we have here, Richie?
Bananarama.
Oh, Bananarama and Cruel Summer. Yes. The origins of summer. The word summer is from the Indo-European root Sam, meaning summertime. The Sam is a variant on the word that means together or alone. The dog days of summer refer to the weeks usually between July 3rd and August 11th. Named after the dog star Sirius and the Canis Major constellation. The Greeks blamed Sirius for the hot temperatures, drought, discomfort, and sickness that occurred during the summertime, Richie. See what else we have there for music about Sly and the Family Stone.
Happy.
Yep, good, happy, fun stuff. Brings me back to the mid-60s and the great things that went on at Nantasket Beach. The guys from WB's used to go down there and broadcast every night, and it was always fun to listen to and see the silly stuff going on down there. Busiest time in movie theaters. Some important movies. The 10 most famous summer blockbusters were Jaws, Star Wars, Jurassic Park, The Dark Knight, Raiders of the Lost Ark, E.T., Forrest Gump, Ghostbusters, Animal House, and Terminator 2 Judgment Day. Those are the 10 most popular movies of all time, and they're all summer. I'm talking about summer movies. 650 million long-distance summer trips made this year.
Woo.
How about that? The five most popular summer vacations are the beach or the ocean, a famous city, national parks, a lake, or a resort. How's that? Most of you take your vacations the 4th of July week, week after next. Seals and Crofts with Summer Breeze, another great summer song. The Eiffel Tower, when it gets hot in Paris, expands, gets 6 inches taller because of the expansion of the steel.
Really?
Did you know that?
That is fascinating.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. Month of June named after Juniores, lower branch of the Roman Senate, or Juno, the wife of Jupiter, depending on who you believe. Mark Antony. Named the month of July in honor of Julius Caesar, and then August for Augustus Caesar. September is from the Latin word meaning seven, but it's ninth month because it was pushed back by July and August.
Right.
Got that? Who's next on this?
Cheryl Crow.
It'd be Cheryl. This is a good summer. More recent, fun summer time. Let's soak up the sun. Crank it up, Richie. Wait for it. The equinox and the solstice, the path the sun is taking through the year. During the solstice, the sun is either at its northernmost point, the Tropic of Cancer, or it's at its southernmost point, the Tropic of Capricorn. Summer babies are more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD and less likely to become CEOs. Did you know that?
No.
How about that for information? Scientists argue that summer babies are significantly more likely to suffer from mood swings than babies born in other seasons. There's a piece of news that I'm going to keep in the back or front of my mind. 28 after the hour on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping, 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Nothing says summertime quite like outdoor entertaining, but nobody wants pesky bugs to ruin the party. Entertainment expert Mark Silverstein suggests keeping your body cool helps keep away these unwanted guests. But trap mosquitoes, biting flies, and moths without pesticides with Dynatrap.
Dynatrap is the perfect solution to trapping mosquitoes, biting flies, and moths without pesticides. It's environmentally friendly and won't harm your kids, your pets, or your garden, so you can say goodbye to sticky, smelly bug repellent. It's easy to set up with no installation required. Just plug it in and on it goes. The bulb lasts all summer and Dynatrap is noiseless and odorless.
Smoke from your grill also helps keep the bugs away, so fire it up. We love hot dogs. Americans buy 9 million a year. Try 100% beef Ballpark Park's Finest Frankfurters.
Ballpark Park's Finest Frankfurters are a premium line of hot dogs made with 100% beef. They're packed with big, bold flavors and seasonings you can see.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCA.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, Doug Steffen with Molly Page, the news sage, and Richie McFadden at the Controls in our studio in Washington. I thought it was interesting, Richie, over the weekend, the Deflategate ball went up for auction, or at least one of them. If you're interested in owning a slightly underinflated used football, now you can. One of these balls up on the web. Let's see, they were looking for a bid of $25,000 to start.
Who's selling it?
Leland's, LELANDS.com, put the ball on the block as part of its summer auction series. Closes on July 17th. A bid's opened up, and I don't know where it is now.
I'm saying $25,000. How do they know that this was the same?
That's the point. Who knows?
How do they know?
And who owned the ball? Would that be the team? The league?
Well, no, this lady, there was somebody in the stands. One of the balls was thrown by the ball person into the stand.
Oh, so they were trying to get rid of evidence.
Well, no, Matt and Lauren Nichols of Medford, Mass.
Yeah.
They were in the game, and they managed to end up with one of the balls.
Yeah.
They got thrown into the stands, and they put it up for auction.
Right.
The reserve bid's $25,000.
Yeah. So, if you get money burning a hole in your pocket, this is a good place to spend it, I suppose. So
listen to this. They paid $400 a piece for the seats. There's two of them. There's $800.
Yeah, right.
And this could turn into $25,000. What an investment, right?
Yeah. Well, who would have thought you don't go there? It's like going, all of these. Yeah, that brings us around to something else. Who can afford? The stands are filled. When I went to the Barry Manilow concert last week, it was about the same amount of money as for a football game. Those people, and then you just wonder where it is that stadium was filled. Well, that was a championship game. But I went to Barry Manilow. The place was full. There's 18,600, I think, maybe 19,000 people can get into the stadium. Not stadium, into the arena. And the prices of this stuff, unless you're in the air bleed or nosebleed section, the air, it's amazing, astounding. But these things, and I was looking online for some other stuff later on in the summer, and I'm thinking to myself, who can go to these things?
You're at the Barry Mandler show.
Listen to this. So the second half of the game, I guess it's the Baltimore game. Yeah, LeGarrette, who ran into the end zone for a touchdown, dropped the ball to celebrate, and then it was picked up by receiver Brandon LaFell, who then handed it to Laura Nichols, one of the two people who owned the ball. Right. Because she and her husband were holding a sign that said, "Can't beat the Pats."
Can't beat the Pats. Can't beat the Pats.
So they figured, okay, we got this ball, and we'll hold on to it forever. You know, put it in a little case, put it down in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And then Deflategate happened.
Yeah.
And they didn't think anything about it, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden,
wow.
Boom. Or all of a sudden, you're a flat tire. Also at DougStephan.com, Rich, you'll love this. The world of craft beer. Yesterday I was reading a magazine. We went to a place for lunch. I picked up a craft beer magazine. It was filled with all kinds of information about beer, these craft beers all around the country. And I thought I'd sign you up for a subscription to it
because
you would like that. But in the magazine was an ad for something we thought was fascinating. I also kind of want to get you as a surprise or not. It's not a surprise. I'm going to tell you about it now. It's something that you put, it's a magnet that you stick on the roof of your refrigerator, and it holds bottles of beer up so you can put stuff underneath it on the refrigerator shelf. So the beer is held to the ceiling of the refrigerator, the roof or whatever it is. The magnet sticks to the metal because that's what the inside of the refrigerator is.
Right.
And then if you have bottled beer or cans, you can stick it on that to hold it up.
That's a great idea, and I could use that because the beer refrigerator in my house is in the garage.
You have a beer refrigerator at your house?
Absolutely. Just one?
Wow.
Yeah, just one. Good we point. Have a refrigerator and a freezer in the garage. Mm-hmm. And the refrigerator in the garage, we don't really need a second refrigerator, so that's where beer or extra water or something like that goes. Mm-hmm. But, that's a great idea because every now and then we need to put a loaf of bread in there or something like that.
Yeah.
Right under the beer bottles.
All right.
Perfect.
So anyway, you're welcome. I didn't say when you were going to get it. I just said, I'm going to get a hold of the magazine first. It seems to have escaped my, it's not in my purview at the moment. There's a story at DougStephan.com about the new Wabbit season beer from Four Hearts Brewing Company in Australia, made from a wort that was 16% carrot juice. The Australian Broadcasting Company reported the brewery collaborated with a local farmer to develop this beer. He contributed the carrots used to make it. The brew looks almost as orange as a cup of Fanta. You know, the orange soda?
Yeah.
Tastes strongly of carrots. So, carrot beer. They have
what
made...
What was the wart part of this?
That's a little...
It's a...
Animal, isn't it?
No.
What
no,
is it?
It's a... It's like a concoction, a liquid concoction. I don't know what it's made from.
And really?
So they use that to kind of start the beer with.
So Shorts Brewery in Michigan has been experimenting with carrot cake beer. Delaware's Dogfish Head.
That's where the...
Known for its experimental brews, came out with a beer called Wild Carrot Seed Ale. You tasted that?
I haven't tasted it, but there's a Dogfish right next to my house, and that's where I was there yesterday, as a matter of fact.
See, I was looking at, in this magazine I saw, there was an ad for fruit-flavored beers.
There's all kinds of
beers. I thought I might try because I might like there's vegetable beers, there's fruit beers. I might like that. There's a strawberry beer, rhubarb beer, blackberry beer, pumpkin beer, cucumber beer. Good God.
So the wort is kind of the liquid that's extracted from the mashing process of the brewing of the beer.
Really?
Or whiskey.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was really concerned for a moment that warts were actually involved in making this. I really was, with every other kind of beer coming out.
They're going to have anything, right?
Wart
anything
beer.
Possible.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that are possible, if you have been thinking about buying a Humvee, do I have a solution for your desire? Humvees galore at the ready. A big sale on Wednesday, thanks to Government Planet. GovPlanet, part of the Iron Planet family. They're going to be selling cargo trucks and Humvees, utility vehicles, kitchen trailers, all that good stuff. And the inspections that are done will be for each vehicle, so you understand what you're buying. I didn't say they make sure the vehicle is perfect. They tell you what's going on in the engine, the transmission, rear end. They've examined the oil in all these places. They'll examine the engine. They'll examine the interior, exterior, so you know how it's rated. Humvees, utility vehicles, kitchen trailers, all that kind of stuff at GovPlanet. You can buy with confidence. Don't miss the huge online action that's scheduled for Wednesday, this Wednesday, with tons of Humvees that have been on the battlefield, and now they're relocated to various sites around the country for this special GovPlanet sale. Don't miss GovPlanet's GovPlanet's huge Humvee sale Wednesday. To preview the items, go online to GovPlanet. You can sign up, by the way, on your mobile device as well. Let's see. Text the word Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511. Registration on GovPlanet.com. Then look everything over. Text the word Doug, that's D-O-U-G, to 511-511 to see all the items in the Wednesday GovPlanet huge Humvee auction sale. Doug, text Doug to 511-511.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. And the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
We could use a bunch of fancy scientific studies to explain how seafoam cleans your engine and improves performance. But recent scientific studies show that scientific studies are boring. So here's something that's not. Seafoam Motor Treatment, now at Napa for only $7.99. At just $7.99 for seafoam, you don't need science to tell you that's awesome. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, 16-ounce can. Offer expires 6/30/15.
All right, I was thinking about Joe Biden the other day. I had forgotten that he lost his wife, first wife, and one of his sons in a crash quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then his son dies from brain cancer. And, you know, we all have fun sort of at his expense. But more than anything else, I'm thinking about life and how everything can change in a heartbeat. That movie with Blythe Danner that I was talking about having seen this past weekend was one of those, you know, you love, you learn, you enjoy, because it all can be over like that. But Biden said something that I thought might be valuable to people, given how much pain he must be going through and losing family members. He said, quote, "It's about being engaged. It's about being there for a friend or a colleague when they're injured or in an accident, remembering the birthdays, congratulating them on their marriage, celebrating the birth of their child. It's about being available to them when they're going through personal loss. It's about loving somebody more than yourself." He said those words at a funeral of, this was 2 weeks before his son died, that he said those things. And I just think they're so appropriate and apropos for all of us to remember. Napoleon Hill writes in one of the books, I think it's, how many people know, no, I don't want to speak below or above people. Everybody knows who Napoleon Hill is, yes, no, Molly, you know who he is? Napoleon Hill has authored a number of books about success and abundance and thoughts and how they get you to where you want to go. And riches are, not riches like you, Richie, but becoming rich, growing wealth is part of what his mantra is. And he said something in encouraging people to keep moving, to grow, to get done what they want to do. It's something I thought was very, I mean, it's extraordinary, actually. It's so simple. That each day is a straw of light, and that at the end of that day, the straw is gone. There is no more today, tomorrow. Tomorrow is gone, and then there's tomorrow after that. So every moment that you waste in trying to get to your goal or go where you want to go or do what you want to do or be with whomever you want to be, if you don't get it done, then it's you've lost. You've lost something that's precious and important. So, I mean, it's been said 1,000 ways by other people, but I just thought the way he said it in the book, Think and Grow Rich, by the way, is the book that I like the best from him.
Yeah.
It's just very important stuff to be thinking about. I have news from Washington here that I think is of interest. The Capitol Hill area apparently last week was inundated with 15,000 bees. How many people saw this? Capitol Hill, late Friday afternoon, was surrounded by beekeepers that had been brought in from all over the area because the bees got out of their nest, apparently, and they went to Capitol Hill. Capitol Bee Care, an organization that works to protect honeybees for a variety of reasons, because the bees are dying off in large numbers, they were trying to apparently present their case by bringing a lot of bees.
And they left. They had a swarm that left the hive?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But yeah. They'll find a new place.
Yeah, right. But just to think about that and, you know, swarms of bees everywhere.
We have two neighbors in our community that are beekeepers.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was selling her honey last weekend.
I saw your post on Facebook.
It was so neat.
Yeah.
We have quarter-acre lots, so it's not like we have this big sprawling thing.
Right.
And she's got these three hives, you know, those little houses that are like five things stacked high.
Yeah.
And she has like 130,000 bees in there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's telling us just all about how it works and how smart bees are and how in the wintertime they kick out all the males and the males just kind of go away and die. And the life cycle of a bee is like 30 days, except in the winter where they kind of hibernate. And it was fascinating. And just to see that, you know, I said, did you ask your neighbors whether you do this first? Because there's 130,000 bees. And she's like, yeah, I told them everybody was good with it. And she sold the honey. It's delicious. The kids love it. It's really a neat thing.
Yeah. All right. Also in Washington, the survey done by the federal news radio station there about what people who are employed by the federal government think of other people who are employed by the federal government.
Yeah.
This is a pretty...
It's not to be good.
More than half of the field workers from across the government said that they have to remind headquarters they exist or believe headquarters doesn't even know that they're at the job.
True.
Majority of the respondents from field offices use words like bureaucracy, politics, policy wonks to describe co-workers. 32% of the survey respondents who work in Washington's headquarters and field offices are on the same page. 46% said that they have temporary lapses of understanding. When asked what words describe the field offices, 60% said essential, 37% said helpful, 27% said resourceful. As part of the overview, 421 respondents, 72%, work for a civilian agency that is contracted to the federal government, Richie.
Right.
Like where you are. And that's more employees.
You can't swing a dead cat in my neighborhood without hitting one of my neighbors who's a government contractor.
Yeah.
Everybody's a contractor for the government here.
Yeah, right. It's big business, and you wonder where your tax dollars goes. Most of the Washington respondents said their communication with the field offices was satisfactory. 50% of all Washington area employees said policy changes are communicated to the field clearly. 25% said not much when it comes to what it is that they get from Washington. So they're on their own, basically. People feel in the field that they're kind of out on their own, which doesn't speak well for all the management people that they have, right? So a little survey on federal employees. It is of value and interest. Doug Steffens' Good Day program at 51 past the hour.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We have 53 after the hour now. Back to My Cool Inventions on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Akos Jankura and John Cremins. Akos, known as a solutionist, having worked for many years on the circuit on the HSN and QVC channels, selling some really quality products. That's where we met John Cremins, who has sold more material on these home shopping channels than anybody else in captivity. And how much of it did you bring home? That's what I want to know. I've never been to your house. How much of this stuff do you have at home?
On which island? Got the home, they got the island.
Every once in a while, I would get something. I got vacuums. I got, cleaning products. I had some kitchen stuff.
All right, so I'll give it away, Doug. No one will listen to him. What he has are collectibles.
Really? Well, I have that,
too. He's got Stan Lee signed things and Shatner and Sopranos.
All my sci-fi stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
But he got that from selling this stuff.
But a lot of the
meeting the guy on air. He goes, hey, sign this.
Yeah.
All my stuff is like prototype stuff, so it's like the first of everything, or zero or one. Some of it where you're literally it's the first time that they ever signed that particular piece.
Ah,
so it's kind of cool. But I mean, I got cleaning products. I got S2O cleaning products.
Yep. Hmm. You're the inventor this morning, Doug.
Oh, well, we're going to go back to the inventor. I like Christine Frankenstein. We have her pitch.
We found something else about her too.
What?
She's got a story.
She's related to the doctor.
She's actually doing a CD. Her husband is, but CDs. She's doing the CAD designs. Yeah. Her husband built a CNC machine. She's making them in her garage.
What's a CNC machine?
Well, it runs off the computer program, so it's literally automatically cutting based on the design that you feed to it.
So I don't understand. Explain what that does.
So like you, a 3D you put the wood material in there, and the it's a 3D cutter, more of a printer, not a printer. So she puts the wood there, and then the computer cuts the shape out of it accurately, exactly the same each and every
time.
Same thing they use in manufacturing, big plant.
Yeah, this girl is amazing. By the time we get done with her, we couldn't believe all that she can do in her garage, a 2-car garage.
Everything's made in a 2-car garage. Yeah, she has a paint booth. I mean, serious paint booth, and she's got a CNC machine. She's got like it's a full-fledged factory.
What a great American story! That's a great American. That's what this is all about. Cool inventions are all about. Okay, so let's listen to her pitch. This is Christy Frankenstein, who has SnapPoint picture frames, and this is why, from her perspective, you should pay attention, vote for her, and buy her product.
As a mom, I take more pictures than probably anybody ever. So I came up with this system to make picture framing easy and simple, and that way you can keep those pictures of your little ones up to date. No one wants an old picture hanging on the wall, especially when you can have a new one and you can do it easily. So with our two-piece framing system, all you have to do is simply slide the trim from the base. You can frame your photo and it snaps all back together just like that. You can come onto our website, thisonepoppy.com, and sift through over the 42,000 framing combinations we offer. And then you can always change it after that. That's the joy of these frames, that you can easily frame it and change it over and over again. Normally they're $28 on our website, but if you use the code NCI today, you can get them for 50% off. And then, of course, I want you to come onto mycoolinventions.com and give me a thumbs up so we can make this a household item for everybody. Because picture framing doesn't have to be difficult anymore. It can be as easy as just a snap, hence the name SnapPoint Picture Frame.
So she did it in the required time, and we asked her about the price, why it wanted to be $28 instead of $29.95, and so I think she carried that with us. But what did you think? You were eager to ask me whether I'd heard it, obviously, because she was on here. Yes. So what do you take away, Akos?
So I think the dangers in her business are she's got too many styles. So it's hard to figure out. You have
42,000.
Yeah. So first of all, when you go to a buyer and say, hey, I got 42,000 styles, they glaze over. And who's going to decide, right? So I said to her, just do good, better, best, and then do like three, and then use the rest of them as .com plays. So, you got to be careful what you put out in the marketplace. You learn what the most popular styles are, and stick to three of those. This would sell on HSN really, really well.
It would.
And she entered the Genesis contest, so she's going to get the chance to try to do that. But that's what I was worried about. Too many styles. A lot of inventors get so caught up in the variations that you lose your customer. I mean, you don't want to lose your customer. You want to get them all engaged in this. I think that's one thing. The price, she has the patent for magnets in a picture frame. I mean, no one's ever done that before. I was really shocked that no one had done that before, but no one has. So if she actually ties that up, that's something. That's something.
That could be very, very big. Good for her. All right. If you want to vote based on what we've said or what you've checked out of My Cool Inventions, you can text thumbs up till noontime Eastern time today to 22333. Or call 888-877-0490 or vote for her at mycoolinventions.com. Akos Jankura, John Creamans, Doug Steffen with Molly and Richie on My Cool Inventions. So part of Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.